discuss the credibility of religions generally. How do we know when a religion's claims are credible and when they're not credible? The second stage of our journey will be an investigation of slime. Where is the gap in Jewish history? And even worse, where's Fred? I spoke at Yale a few weeks ago. When I spoke, I asked a group of students there with degrees, advanced degrees, Jewish studies. I asked them, tell me something. What was the name of the man who went up on the mountain, got the Torah, and brought it down? So a few of them called out, that's easy, Moses. I said, okay, you might earn a PhD. Right now you're up to a BA. Let me ask you a tougher question. When the Jews were abandoned by Moses, Moses died, and the Jews had to go into the land of Israel, who took them in? And a bunch of people confidently said, that was Joshua. I said, I see you know Jewish history. Let me ask you a tougher question. The Jews were in Babylon, and there they were redeemed, and they came back to the land of Israel. Who was the great leader who brought the Jews back to the land of Israel? And a bunch of people cried out, that was Ezra. We all know that was Ezra. Who redacted the Mishnah? Someone cried out, Judah the Prince, Yehuda Nasi. Who redacted the Talmud? Ravina and Ravashi. I asked them, how do you know all these names? The answer, these are the most famous people in all of Jewish history. We know of their accomplishments. They're written up in every Jewish book. Then I turned to four biblical critics who were standing on the dais with me, and I asked them, gentlemen, can you please tell me, who is Fred? And one man confidently stood up and he said, Fred is Chizkiyahu. And the fellow standing next to him said, it can't be Chizkiyahu, it's Yirmiyahu. This guy says, it can't be Yirmiyahu, it's Ezra. This guy says, it can't be Ezra. And you just stand back and they kill each other. Now why are they arguing? Don't they know? And the answer is because in 24 books of the Bible, in 60 volumes of the Talmud, in dozens of volumes of Medrash, there is not a single word about the greatest crisis ever in Jewish history, a crisis where for generations the Jews knew nothing about Sinai. After the Holocaust, everyone who walked out of the Holocaust knew about the word Sinai. They either believed it or they denied it. But everyone knew about Sinai. This is a crisis of such proportions that nobody knew about it. How could that be? And how could that crisis not be recorded in Jewish history? And how could the leader who restarted Judaism be unknown? Small problem with present, with past theory is, where's the gap and where's Fred? End of part three. Past, present, and future could not have launched Judaism. That means Judaism must be true.
Okay, welcome to the beginning of year four. And what we decided to do this time is we're going to go through a review of everything that happened during the last 3 years. And we'll do that in 1 hour, hopefully. Okay, now, by way of introduction, there is no person sitting here today who does not have some sort of a barrier, some sort of ordinary day. So the Jews are relaxed. They relaxed. And they weren't crying out to him. And
yeah, hi, honey. I just want to tell you that, hello? Hi, I just tell you that, tomorrow I'm going to Renana, so it's going to be a different day tomorrow. At night, so I'm not going to be back till after midnight, even though there's shlichus. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to... Give my share. Okay. Well, I didn't know the schedule till now. Okay. Bye bye.
What are you including? Do you want to include where is it coming from?
Basement spot, which is different, they used the idea of Shia for a man that was in a coma for 6 years.
Yeah.
So they said this for
he would want
to release his wife. Now that itself is a big chiddush that all the Gedolim disagreed with. But at least there you could say this is what he would have wanted. But to use get zikoy for a recalcitrant husband who says I don't want it. That's not shot. Even the basement spot said that they're not talking about a misareg to give a get. They're talking about a guy that's in a coma. And even that was probably incorrect anyway, because sechiyas mitam shlichas, and a person in a coma can't have a shaliyah, so it's obvious. So it wouldn't be shaykh to have sechiyah, okay, but...
A chomer over here where he's saying, I don't want you to be my shliach.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Yeah. If somebody says, I don't want, what do you think? I'm your shliach against your will?
Yeah.
By zchi, it's not shliach.
Wait, if I'm giving you $50 and I throw it into your chatzah and you stand there saying, I don't want it, it doesn't become yours?
No, that's...
You
mean I was kinyan, you mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't become yours. It does not. When it says, chaser shalom, that means even if the person doesn't know he's Kona. If the person says, I don't want to be Kona, he's not Kona. Now, get would be different because I could be Megarish, a woman, Balkorcha.
But I was going that if this is a schus to him, if we could say this is a objective schus to him, then maybe you could say even if he's shouting I don't want, it's objectively a schus, it's for sure not.
It's not about enough, about enough. So that's a very big problem. I mean, I don't know, I didn't read, I mean, I think they're stuck him around online, but I know that Rav Schechter and other people issued a letter saying that it's a schus. But the person, I mean, the mice of the people on the Batei Din, I mean, are not, are not absolutely nobodies. I mean, you know, they have certain chashivas.
Where are they?
This is Rav Simcha Kraus, who was a rabbi of the Young Israel Forest Hills for many years, and now he lives here. And he's actually either Rosh Hashiva or a senior Magid Shir in Torah Shraga, one of the American yeshivas. And the other guy is Ronnie Warburg, Yehuda Warburg, who... he's a dayan. He's like a dayan. Like he likes to say, he's a freelance dayan. For the yeshiva and modern Hasidic and modern communities. He's a dayan. He's done stuff, but for some reason he joined up with this base thing. And the third guy resigned, but I don't know they replaced him. I don't know who they replaced him with. Was Yosef Blau, who's the mashgiach at YU.
Oh.
But he resigned, I think Rav Schechter ordered him to get out. So they got somebody else on. But it's interesting, they unearthed the quote, you know, Emanuel Rackman had a similar base and back in the, but Emanuel Rackman was the chancellor of Bar-Ilan.
Right.
But he was an American rabbi for many years. Sure. And he had a similar base in the 1980s. Where he was kind of doing annulments, Kedushei Tois. And his thesis basically was, if you would have known, the guy would be such a bad guy who wouldn't give you a get. So you don't need, a get at all, because if I would have known, you're not going to give me a get. So he was using Kedushei Tois right and left. So somebody unearthed a quote from Rabbi Krauss at the time, of all people, who said, you don't play with halacha, this is a schnitz. They actually find that he condemned the basis, and now he's doing almost the same thing. Although I tell you, I could make a similar case here. Maybe you remember this. This was a long time ago. You've heard of the Langer case. This was a famous case in Eretz Israel in the 1970s about a brother and sister. They wanted to get married, and. The based in Ashkelon said they're mamzerim because their mother didn't have a get. So for some reason, the whole secular media took it this as a cause celeb. They made a whole big deal about the blacklisting and everything else. So Rabbi Gorin, who at the time was he was just retiring from the Tzahal, he was the chief rabbi, and he was a candidate. I think for a short time he was the rabbi of Tel Aviv, but he was a candidate for the Rabbi Rashi. So he made a promise that he would halachically solve this. That was really how he got elected to be Rabbi Rashi. And he convened a secret based, and he said he was not mefarsim the names of the other people because he didn't want them to be attacked. But he produced like an 80-page psak that martyred the Langers, and his cheshbon was because the woman's first husband was a ger, and he stopped keeping mitzvahs. So Rav Gorin Taina, that shows he was never really mekabel mitzvah. So Rav Gorin became a tremendous machmer in Huchas Geiris. He was mevakel the Geiris. And Mimela, she didn't need a get, so the kids are not mamsegra. So this triggered mass resignations of the Batei Din. Rabbi Yashiv resigned from the Rabbanut because of that. He was not going to work under somebody paskin this way. He said it was a chuchu tlula. Even Rabbi Ovadia, who was the Sephardic rabbi, she was going to resign. Rabbi Yashiv told him that he has to stay. And there were many dayanim that left in protest over this. And their taina was that you can't be mavata legeris because the ger stops keeping mitzvos later. Mm-hmm. He's like a Jew who stops keeping mitzvos later. Right. So that was the yisod. So then, though, if you flash forward, but just superficially, you might have a kacha. Go forward 30, 40 years. And now we do have both Rabbi Yashiv and other Haredi Batei Din are invalidating many, many Rabbanut conversions, all those thousandth version, because by saying, oh, since they didn't keep mitzvahs later, it's the charaya that...
Really?
Now, there is a big chiluk. I mean, Avada, there's a chiluk. I mean, it's not just politics, God forbid. I mean, the chiluk is that if at the time of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, there is no indication of a lack of sincerity, in other words, it looks like it's sincere, so then, even if later he stops keeping, you're not mevatel the geiris. If, on the other hand, the pshat is that it's clear there never was a Kabbalah, but at least the way the press writes it up, which, you know, of course they write it up, what Rebbe Yashiv did now is exactly, they write it up, it's so misleading, they write it up as it's exactly the thing that he condemned 40 years.
It's not true.
You have to look at every case, but at least some of the cases, there's a clear chiluk. But you know, chiyach sofal chiloso versus stamazais, the guy goes off the derech.
Okay. This is the whole mussag of, I will find a solution to this, I will be matter this.
That's right. You can't, a posek really cannot say that. You can't say, ahead of time, I'm committing myself to this result. I'm going to find this result. They say, you know, in the Supreme Court, there was a famous liberal judge. In fact, he was the longest person on the Supreme Court, William Douglas. And William Douglas was always liberal, no matter what. So, and he didn't like legal research. He didn't even like legal analysis, although he was quite brilliant. So, he used to tell his clerks, he says, "This is the result. You know, you just find the law." That's the part of it. He decided every case with his gut reaction of liberalism, and he told them, "You find the makoros."
Renata has a business card from an attorney in his office, which says, "Have opinion, looking for case."
That's it. Although I'll tell you, interestingly enough, you know, I will tell you though that the poskim do have a very interesting lashon. They say like this. They say, "Dematra Raguna." They say the following. They first have to be convinced al pi svara that the man is dead. Meaning, before they will look for the halachic makairis to be mako, they have to feel the mitzias as such that the man is dead.
It's to be machmir, though.
That's to be machmir. Meaning, say they're not going to look for kulas until they feel this is the mitzias. Same thing in Hilchos Yichud. I saw a very similar thing, that when people have shailas in Yichud or Tznius, the first thing the Pesach does, at least B'chush, is he asks himself, is this a compromising situation which is likely to lead to bad behavior? Only when they're convinced that it's not B'etzem, a compromising situation, and they're simply then dealing with the technicalities of Hilchos Yichud, then they'll be mechapes different kulas.
Can you go like offices, you say?
Yeah, let's say offices, mixed seating in different events. I don't mean Yichud, but I mean in Hilchos Tznius generally, meaning to say, they don't stamazai look for kulas. They first have to be convinced that this is not the etzem, a compromising situation, and then they're dealing with the technicalities of halacha. So it'll be mechapes kulas. But anyway, before we start, I just wanted to correct something. I made a very, very big choice yesterday. We were talking about the fact that according to the Rambam, right, the Rambam does paskin, when you have an eved, you can only hold on a goy as an eved. So that it's the goy's choice to be Toivel and be Makabel, the Dinam of Eved Kanainim, and you have 1 year. That's correct, but my mistake was the Rambam does not say after a year if he's not Makabel he goes free. The Rambam says you own him Lamaisa Yodav. Economically he is your Eved. You're not allowed to keep him, you must sell him to a guy. But the statement that you forfeit your investment, so to speak, that's not Emes. He does remain your Eved. You're not allowed to own him. You sell him to a guy, and therefore you get your money back that way. Yeah, no, I was trying to say that, according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as permanent involuntary slavery. But that's not Emes. There actually is, because you can sell him afterwards. And the only machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, is what do you do if he's not even Makabel Zion Mitzvos? So the Rambam says you kill him, and the Ravid says you sell him.
But if he's makabel Zion mitzvahs, but he's not makabel the dinim of Eved Kanaini, l'chuli alma, after a year you sell him. Okay.
It's usher for you to own him.
In other words, that's
the... It's
interesting. What's the makar of that example? That's correct. A Jew is not allowed to permanently own an Eved, a goy, who has not accepted upon himself the status of Eved Kanaini. Yeah.
He has no choice but to accept, but you're saying
he can be sold to a guy. Like a woman. Yeah, but if he doesn't...
He
has to go to the mikveh.
Right.
The interesting...
He's forced to go to the mikveh, that's not a problem.
Well...
You have to dump him in the mikveh.
No, you could force him, but it's mashma that you need his kabbalah. In other words, even if he goes to the mikveh, he's not an Eved Kanaini unless he's makabel. And the Kabbalah has to be a voluntary Kabbalah. Excuse me. Hello.
So we're not as open as we thought we were yesterday, right?
I never thought we were looking. That's your problem.
I didn't either.
When you sell him, can he offer to buy himself back? Let's say he gets the money from somewhere.
Can he offer to buy himself back?
Yeah,
meaning. I mean, at the end of the.
End of the year, you're gonna sell him to a guy.
I think not. A Giroyim Kesef is a chiddush by Eved Ivri, and Eved Kanani is your property, so he can offer to buy himself back, and I can offer to sell him. But if I want to sell him somebody else, Lechayri, he's my prop. Well. That's interesting. He's not my property. In other words, I don't have a kinyan aguf till he becomes an Eved Kanani. I only have a kinyan lamaisa yadav. But I think it's mistabra that even if only I have a kinyan lamaisa yadav, it's my kinyan. So I mean, like anything, I don't have an obligation to deal with him. I could sell it to anybody. I could sell him to a goy, whatever. Okay. Although I think it is true, I would agree with you. That there's probably no isser to be mishach. In other words, the din of kol mishachir avdo over v'yaseh is only after he has the din of neved kanani. Yeah. Meaning, at that point, I could do whatever I want. I could sell him. I could free him. I could accept the money back from him. That would be okay.
But you're trying to explain it by saying when you mishachir, it must not mean he's now going away and not going to keep mitzvahs. I mean, that's the. And I'm sort of finding that we were saying yesterday it's difficult to say. There's a time that. Here, yeah, you mishachar the guy, he's going to go do whatever, and he's being over.
Fakir. When you mishachar him, he is going to keep all the mitzvahs. Maybe
the underlying idea is that he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, but he's not likely to keep them. And maybe, again, that's Zeresh time at the cry.
He wants to go to yeshiva.
It would depend on the Eved, but maybe time at the cry is that. The Eved would likely go off the derech. I don't know. We don't know. That's my opinion.
And in Nor Sameach for a newly released Avodah.
Newly released Avodah, right?
Right. Everybody else knew about that.
But then you had Tavi, you had Rabbi Gamliel's Eved Tavi, you had Talmud Chacham, and everything else. Yeah, there were. HBH. Okay. All right. Yeah. So the last thing we looked at is the din of the Mishnah of Veloy Belahis, that the woman does not get Belahis. So we had a Machlekes, really Rashi and the Rif here, that according to Rashi, Belahis means the Nadunya that she brought in that is still Bien. So not only does she not collect monetarily the Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, but she does not even collect the BN. That is how Rashi learns. The Rif learns the other way around. Bolahis means the Nidunya has worn away, so there's nothing left. And Lo Bolahis means she doesn't collect monetarily, but whatever is Kayam, she actually gets. Right? Mamish Mikotze El Kotze. And the Rif brings a Raya, right towards the very end there, Kedigar Sinan Biksubis Perak Almanan Izainis Hayaisis Mishum Shemra Netelis Masha Bipanaha Viyaitza and Messiah Leravhuna the Amar Zinsa Lehiv Sida Balaisa Kayamin. So the MS is the Gemara over there is not exactly our case. The Gemara over there is Stamas. I talked about a woman that's divorced either because Shemra basically means she did behaviors, even though there's no edus of Sinus, but Chazal say you might see a woman for suspicious behavior. And even if she's Zinsa Mamish, even though she doesn't get a ksuva, she gets the balais that are kayamin. And the Rif says, Hu Hadin in our Mishnah, which is only Mitam Kanas, meaning to say, the Rif's logic is that the Kanas that the Chachamim are matil on an Isha Daiko Mitzvah, because of her failure to be Medayek, should not be worse than the Kanas of a Zinsa Mamish. And even a Zinsa Mamish is Balaisa Kayamin. So Hu Hadin, Isha Shemesa Baila. Right, the Rif Svara is a getter of a Kal V'chaimer. What would Rashi say? Rashi would say it's not a Kal V'chaimer. Granted, it may be true that the woman who sins because she thinks her husband is dead al Piyed Echad is not morally as bad as a woman Shazinsa, but here we have a special reason to upgrade the Kanas, because this creates a greater guarantee of the Isha Daiku Minsva. Memela, the Rif's idea that Balaisa Kayaman will be a Kal V'chaimer from Zinsa, Rashi would say that does not apply for the Kanas of Isha Daika Daiku Minsva. So Memela she doesn't get. Now I want to go back a little bit, just as an agav, just to remind, connect to something we learned before. Madabi the Din of Kedushe B'tais. Right, going back to the discussion of that the reason why she doesn't need a get by Niskatsha is because Kedushin B'tais, in other words, they're not going to say Girei Seh V'Nosazah V'Nimsa Seh Shishish B'lo Get, because they'll say Kedushin B'tais. And even though L'Chaira... So then the Gemara asks, what about Nisuin? And the Gemara has to answer, you're right. By Nisuin, we don't say that because we want a consonant. So Taisvis, right, asks the Kasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha by Nisuin? L'Chaira V'Balt Ein T'nai B'Nisuin. So fakert, in the maisa bilasa bilasana. So fakert, by nesuin, you can't say there's a tanai. And Taisa says, Tais is different than tanai. Okay. So I just want to just remind you of the machlokes we learned before. Legabe, the principle of einadam aisa bilasa bilasnus. So if you remember, the Rif brings a sheet of the Ga'inim that the Rambam also brings that says that they take it so far to say that even if a person is ba'al his own shivcha, right? The Mishnah says, if you're ba'al ha-shivcha, the v'lad is an eved. So zok de ga'inim, that's only if you're ba'al somebody else's shivcha. But if you're ba'al your own shivcha, what do I say? Since ein adam aisa bilasai bilasnus, you vadai were meshacherer. That ad kidei kach the guy said, you vadai were mishacher, and therefore she is a bas chayrin, and the children are Jewish children. They're bnei chayrin. This is what the Rif brings to shame the Gainim. The Rambam says no. The Rif and the Rambam say no, and they taina like this. They taina the rule that ein adam aisa bilasa bilasnus only refers to somebody that you think of as your wife already. Meaning, I married this woman. I look at her as my wife. Ella, my, there's a condition. And the condition might mean that the condition is nekar. So in such a situation, I am bayel without the condition, because I don't want to be bayel my wife in an eifen. That's a be'ilas tzunus. But until we have a predicate that there is ishus, I'm not going to say Eina Demaisa Bilasa Bilasa. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama both paskin like that. So Mimela, we now have a problem. How do you understand civil marriage? So somebody has a civil marriage, or somebody has a reform or conservative marriage, and let's say the Eidim are puzzle, so it's not a valid kedushin. But if they think of themselves as husband and wife, they think of themselves as married, then why don't I say And if from people know that they're living L'shem Kedushin, that's going to be an Anan Sa'adeh. Right, so Mamela, this was Rav Henkin's Psak. Rav Henkin's Psak was that all civil and reform marriages taken need gittin, because even like the Rambam, that I don't say Eino Demaisa Bilasa Bilasa Nos Stavazai, but I'm certainly going to say it when there's a Machshava that there's Ishus. But it's Yadua, of course, that would be a tremendous difficulty for many Bali Tshuva, who would therefore be Mamzerim, because they were born from second marriages where the first marriage didn't have a get. So Rav Maisha was Mechalik. Rav Maisha made an interesting chiluk. Rav Maisha says that Fakert, you can actually use it in the opposite direction. The very fact that they think they're married means they're not Bayel L'shem Kedushin, they're Bayel Aldas Kedushin Harishayim. Meaning, unlike it tonight, where I know that maybe this marriage is no good because of the Tanai, therefore I'm Bayel L'shem a new Kedushin, where I really think I'm already married, Rav Maisha Tainis, I'm not Bayel L'shem Kedushin at all, I'm Bayel L'shem Kedushin Rishayim. In other words, I'm not Bayel to be kainer. Now, this was Rav Henkin's Nekudas HaMachlokes. Rav Henkin Tainin, that the meaning of Kedushay Bia does not mean you're Mechaven to be kainer. Rather, when you're Bayel her because she is your wife, you're Bayel her to express marital connection. So Rav Henkin Tain is that the concept of being Bayel Aldas Kedushin Rishayim is not a relevant concept, because even if you're Bayel Aldas Kedushin Rishayim, that is still Kedushay Bia, because you don't need Kavan al Kinyan per se. That was Rav Henkin's point. Rav Maisha says no. Rav Maisha says Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalash Drachim, Bia is Kinyan. You have to have kavana l'kinyan, right? And if you think you're married, you're not mechaveh l'kinyan.
Even though it's clear, it seems to be clear, that when we're discussing here the Bilas and Nus, all throughout, and look at the Gemara, it's not talking about the first bia, necessarily. It's talking about bias all over the place. You know?
Yeah, I understand. But according to this, according to your mind, it would be the first
bia. I know.
Yeah, so it turns out that really the thing that we're so mechan, the Gabi Mamzeres from kids born from a second marriage,
right,
is Rav Maisha's psa.
See, now, the lesson is be lasse be ilas zunus. It's not plural. Look at verse 8 on the most be lasse be ilas
zunus. No, I understand, but each week could be each one.
Well, I'm saying it's not such a category. It's a category. It's the 8 on the most be loisa be ilas zunus. That's it.
Yeah.
You could, like Rav Moshe, it's very Bidiyak.
Yeah, only the first one. Yeah. So they say, L'maisa, this is actually Nogei and Yanei Diyuma, there were two, you know, Rav Henkin was a very, very chashuv paisek. In the sense, he got a little overshadowed with Rav Moshe, you remember. But they were older, he was the older contemporary. He was the, before Rav Moshe came later, Rav Henkin was the paisek of America in many ways. They were Yedidim, but there were two Nekudas Rav Henkin was chaylev Rav Moshe. One was on the civil marriage. And the other is on eating before Tekiah Shefer. It's interesting that Henkin, in fact, for many shuls that didn't have a rabbi, and if you know the American shul, the Ezra's Torah, but Henkin was the head of Ezra's Torah, which was a stuck organization. He was not a Rosh Hashiva. He was a gadol, but he ran a stuck organization. And they printed a luach, just like the luach Eretz Yisrael, they printed the American luach. It's called the Ezra's Torah luach. That tells you what minhagim every day of the year. When do you say lam natsayach? When do you say avshal mali rachamim? So in countless shuls in America, even those that have a rav, and certainly those that didn't have a rav, we check the luach. The luach tells us what we do. So in that sense, that was the synagogue practice. So he had a thing based on the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to eat before the kiyas shayfar. The meal you have to eat after Musaf, and the minhag of the yeshivas we know is at least to give people the possibility, although a lot of people don't take it, of making Kiddush. Because remember, your problem basically is that since you can't be mafsik between the miyushav and the muhammad, you can't make Kiddush after Tekiah Shefer before Musaf. So So your only choice is before the first Tekiyas or all the way after Musaf. And since the yeshivas daven late and people are tired, not able to have kavana, so Memela, Rav Moshe Paskin, everybody has the status of a chalash or a zaken who can eat before Tekiyas Shaver. And Rav Hetkin was very, very makbit that was not a proper practice, and he said, if you really have a problem, so go to a vasikin minyan. Daven early, finish by 11 o'clock, and make kiddush. So they say that after they kach that on Rav Hetkin's deathbed, right before his patira, which was in 1968 or something, he said, Rav Moshe, Bichaiser, and Schaefer, and Nisui, of course, he said the Mamish built there. It was something that Mamish bothered him. Yeah. Now, let's go the other way. Now, let's talk about people that have an affair. People who live, you know, they live with each other. So, is there a cheshash kedushin als ein adamaisa bilasa bilasma? So, they're already based on the Rambam.
No.
Just no, they're still living together. Without anything, without marriage,
Like civil marriage.
No, it's not even civil. Civil marriage means to get a marriage license. They're living together without.
No, no.
We mean common law marriage.
Common law marriage.
Yeah. So there, l'chayra, if they don't represent themselves as husband and wife, they're already we will have the svara of the Rambam that when there's not a pre-existing ishus, you don't say any of the ma'isavivas. Meaning you only say it when they hold themselves out as being married. So therefore, according to that svara, see, if you say like the Gaonim, it would appear that every living together, even a one-night stand, might turn into a kedushin. But if you don't go like the Gaonim, there has to be a pre-existing ishus.
In a way, going with the Gaonim, even though back then it would have been enough to invent today, you would say we have Metzias that is Seisler.
It could be, yeah. The Emes says, that's correct. I mean, it could be. The Gaonim's Hanacha may change with time. Also, there is a psak of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that if a person is Bayal and Nida, you don't say Ein Adam Maisa Bilasa Bilasnas, because since he's willing to be Ivra Rechiv Kares, Lo Chash would be Lasnas. Mm-hmm. Right, so according to that, Bechal, you're not going to have a problem. Yeah. Okay.
So, in a way, with the Rambam and the Rif, you could still hold that up as an ideal. You could still say they're Mechalik. So they say that marriage is something different. When a person thinks it's both his wife,
yes,
so,
yes,
that may hold true even today.
Yes, that is correct. Meaning to say, according to the Rambam, the Savora of Ein Adamaisa Bilasnos is not because he doesn't want to do an Aveira.
Yeah.
It's because his wife, he wants to treat like his wife. That's a different Savora, right? Only like the Gaonim, you could say.
The Kula today.
It's based on Aveira. That's correct. The Rambam is not looking at Aveiros. The Rambam is looking at marital commitment. Once you choose your wife, you don't want to turn it into something else. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So this was another thing that basically, you know, the rich, you know, everyone knows, you see them in a probably drunk class now too. The Masada Kedushin says, we are the Chosin, or the Chosin says he's Miyached Eidim, to the exclusion of everybody else. Mm-hmm. So what's the site of that? The site of that is a Ritvan Makas. The Ritvan says, Makas, in the name of the Ra'ah, his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, Rav Aaron Halevi, people used to think he was the Mechaber of the Sefer HaChinuch, although I think they say we don't know who the Mechaber of the Chinuch is. But the Ra'ah Tanya is like this. The problem is, if you're not Miyached Eidim, we have a problem of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Eipasa. And then the Ra'ah asks on himself, L'chayra, Nimtza Echad Karav Eipasa is only a psul when they come to be Magid and Basin. In other words, by Re'iyah, you don't say that, right? If for example, Reuven kills Shimon in front of a crowd, and in the crowd, right, there's a Shneyachim, in the crowd there are Psulim. If the Psulim don't go to Beis Din to be made, you don't say, Nimtza Echad Miyam Karev Rapazal. Ebazai, why is there a problem by Kedushin? So the Ra'ah says the following. This is a very important yesod. The Ra'ah says that by Edim Lekiyume, the Re'iya has a Chashivus of Haggadah. Meaning, if it's a question of a crime being committed, the Edim are only the Raya. They don't have a Shem Edim until they testify. Edei Raya are Edim. Right, what is the function of Edei Raya? Edei Re'iya, Edei Raya, is to be made as to what happened. So until they come, they don't have a din of Edus, Sein Achidami. A crowd, you're not going to say in him, Sa'achavi Yom Karavabaz. But Edom Lekiyume, their Re'iya creates the Chalais Kedusha. So Mamela, the Ra'ah says, by Edom Lekiyume, you say, Nim Sechemiyam Karavai Pasol, even without Haggadah, and that's why you need to be Miyached. And the Ritva says, if you're not Miyached Edom, the Kedushin might not be kosher. Ah. So here is, just to give you an example, this reminds me of another problem with this international base. And they issued like 20 heterim already.
Yeah.
Right. So to get sikoi, this and that. But one of their heterim was, since the chassan was not, I don't know how they knew this, maybe they had a videotape, the chassan was not miyachei deidim. So we pass over the kedushin based on the din of nimtza echad mayam karaz pasal. So the emesis, Rav Schechter is 100% right, Rav Schechter's highness, that we follow the Ritva to be machner. No one's going to say, in other words, we follow the Ritva that we want to be miyachad edim. But we're not going to follow the Ritva to be makel and matir and ashes ish if it didn't happen. He says, Zelo Motzino. The Ritva is a chumran, and some poskim say, even miyikar adin, there's no need to follow the Ritva. Right, so to use this as a heter, and in fact the Emma says it's a relatively recent, I mean it's a proper hanhaga, but it's a relatively recent hanhaga. If you go back,
they didn't know it,
a lot of things they didn't do, right. They didn't say it because it was understood, right? So the Mela said to use this to matur and ashes ish is mamash.
I was a shadikim for somebody. I went to the chassan and it was in Lakewood. Shul Kamnetsky was the Sarah condition. They asked me to be one of the Edom, the couple. So he passed me.
He passed the Edom?
He passed me.
Oh, you?
I had to be an Edom.
Why do you have an
Edom? I was okay with them because I was the shadow.
Really?
That's, yes. Oh, yeah. Really?
I hear because you get some money out of it. Okay.
I got the money.
You got it. You're refunded. Yeah. Very good. But not because of the thumb or anything.
Yes, it was before smartphones.
Yeah.
The truth is, half the marriages in Israel now are possible because if you believe that Shmuel about the kosher phones.
Yeah. That's very, very true. That's right.
Oh, did he ask? Yeah,
it was a mice about it. That somebody said, they say that someone part for now. Anyone has a? Who did they say said? They said.
Yeah. Anyone that has an iPhone?
Smartphone.
Yeah, an iPhone or smartphone. Maybe even smartphone. An iPhone. Yeah. Just an iPhone, you can get around that. But smartphone.
Yeah. I didn't know what a smartphone is.
I'm not sure if people say that. You know, all right.
Can you imagine what happened? They came in and said, somebody who looks at all sorts of images on the phone all day long, is this person a kasha aid? He said, about or not?
Right. So then it turns into that. Yeah, but this could sound, this itself could sound, I'd like to hear the patient use that. This will sound good. The aid of smartphones. That's it. That must be.
Just make sure they don't publish that on the internet.
Right. Yeah, okay. Somebody told me years ago when the internet first started, so Satmar had a website. I don't know if they still have it. And it was an English website to try to explain Satmar to the world. So the first page is Yiddish, and it says, if you can read this, get off. And then they do English. It says, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can understand this. Yeah. You can read
Yiddish, this is not for you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see. The Rif then brings you Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, "V'lay peyres, Amar Ravina, she'ni yechad v'haytzi menu peyres shorachal." Yeah, this is a very shvur lashon. Eina yechayla. See, why would she? In other words, I guess the real issue here would be: should the first husband? Right, the second husband thought he was married. He was Eichel Peiris, right? Mm-hmm. So Mimela, first husband shows up. So she's married to the first guy. So the real deal would be: should the first husband be able to be motzi from the second husband? And even the other way, since the second guy has to give her a get, so it looks like she's married to the second guy, the issue might be: if the first husband continued to eat peiris, could the second guy be mighty? But l'chaira, the only relevant toveya of peiros would be the first from the second, or the second from the first. There is no makam here for the woman to be toveya peiros. What right would the woman have to be toveya peiros she'achal? And yet the lashon of the Yerushalmi is, so the Emes says, Rashi, the Nemukah Yosef actually brought, I don't know if the Nemukah Yosef had this Girsa on the Rif or not, the Nemukah Yosef brought this Yerushalmi and actually added a little bit of a Chiddush. There is a Svara that she could be Teveya. And the reason is, because Tiknu Peireis Tachas Pirkuna. Mm-hmm. They were Masakin Peireis only because he has to ransom her.
So he has no obligation.
Neither party has an obligation to ransom her, so you might actually think she could say, "Hey, you don't owe me anything, so you don't have my peiros." So there actually is a hava mina. Yeah. She could be tevas the peiros. Kamash malan not. But let's see. Hadar de tema. This is the Yerushalmi. This is stated, right, Zosomeres, Kishenotla Kesuva O Mizainais Mishabar Rishon.
If after her first husband came back.
What do you mean Bishenotla? But she doesn't get it. That means what, the second guy just divorced her before the first guy came back. Yes, Tama divorced her. Kama dolei mafka minei, kach loi mafik mina. Going on paper, 1 second. Amar Rav Yavina, Sheini Yechad Elohati Yemenu Peiras Shorachal Hadar Detema Mishinach Lekesuva Soma Zainais Mishabar Rishen. There's the verse here. Let's see, if we see the Rambam here, I see that the Rambam brings this along. Hilchas Ish the Gershon. Perek Yud Gershon of Chazayim. Aisha Shinisis Nimsa get bottle. O Bob Baila Achar Shashama Shemes. Ain Habal Harishan Vashani Zakain Loba Mitsuyasa Loba Mitsuyada Loba Hartnadara. Bechal Peresh Achlu Shneem Ain Mitsuyan Mayhem. Ain Lahan Kesuba, etc. Loma Zainis. Even if she collected, she gives it back. And Kayim Shigiresh Hashani, the brothers of Mamzer, okay, that's fine. Dirsha Hashani, not the women of Ksuba, Yachar Kachba Baila, Ein Maitsiyan Miyada Mashinagwa. Okay, so
this is
the new halacha. Let's say she gets married to the second guy, and the second guy just divorced her, meaning not because the first husband came back. He didn't. He divorced her. She collects her ksuba. If she collected her ksuba before the first husband came back, it looked like a bona fide, regular collection of a ksuba. She's not mechuyavas to give anything back. Meaning, even though the Mishnah says im natla tachsir, that is only if for some reason she was neiteles after the first husband came back. But if she was neiteles before the first husband came back, she keeps what she took. Right? That's how the Rambam paskens. That's the din that the Rif brings here. But the only thing is, the Rambam just says it as a freestanding rule. I'm not sure how it fits to the Peiros here. When she gets her kesuva mishabar rishayin, so she gives everything back and she's not neitel peiros. Aval im notla ad shalobar rishayin, kama delaim mafka mine, kach lo mafik mina. One second. So apparently peiros is still. This doesn't seem to be gone. Lai mafka minei means we don't make him pay, but we're not going to be mitzi from her. Does that have any shaykhis to peiros? I mean, l'chara l'gabi peiros, I would think it's the same. She does not collect peiros from him. Now, so all I'm saying is that this din does not seem to be connected to the din of peiros. So I see a Haggah here that says, Ayin Shem B'Yushalmi Ki Chaser. There's some lines missing. But the way the Rambam brings it, maybe we should look up the Yushalmi, but the way the Rambam brings it, this is not really going back on Peirush. This is really going back on the line of the Mishnah that says, Im Notla Tachsir.
Right.
So Zakti Yushalmi, Im Notla Tachsir, Mishabah Rishain. But if she took it, Kaidim Shabah Rishain, just like she cannot be Maitzi Peiros from him, he cannot be Maitzi the Ksuba from her. Okay. We'll have to see. That's how it seems to be understood. Okay.
It's a bit odd.
Yeah, what?
Why should he gave her the suva, but he wasn't married then? Why should he be able to get his money back?
It could be it could be just a getter of a marisayin, and meaning to say, if a man divorces a woman without and at the time of the divorce, people still thought the husband was dead. Right. The husband didn't show up yet.
No, he had to pay to the debt. That's for sure. So now he comes back. Now the first husband comes back. He says, if he was in place, I want my money back.
No, because at the time, at the time she took it, it was a proper payment.
That's true.
So we're not going to reverse it.
Because
you say, Gwai Milsalam Afreya, that she didn't have the right to.
I thought we were married, this and that. I paid you, yes, it's true. But now I want my money back because we weren't married.
So what's the basis of the Yushalmi? I mean, it's interesting that this is not in the Bavli. This din is this Chadesh by the Yushalmi. This is the only Makar we have. Let's see what the Mishnah says.
Maybe it's like a stop or something. That's
The lesson, the Magid Mishnah. I mean, it doesn't really fully answer your question, but the lesson of the Magid Mishnah is Niskarshim min Hasheni Asauha ki Eishes Ish min Hasheni midivrayim. If she was divorced from the Sheni, we look at her as if she was a married woman from the Sheni.
then he brings the Makar of the Yerushalmi.
Should we do that in any other Mamunos thing? It could be anything, contractual or anything, right? That's why we have marriage.
Yeah.
Anything. You know, later on it comes out that the whole thing was a mistake. You know, you didn't own the property, whatever it is. You know, you discover it now. You paid the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that a rescission? You can't get a rescission.
Well, it's hard to make it close. If you could take
it make it close.
Money paid by the state.
Right. It's
money paid by the state, especially. Yeah, and it's worse. See, if there would be an issue of refunding the ksuva from the first guy, that would be an issue of kanas. In other words, the reason she doesn't get a ksuva from the first guy is only time kanas, but the reason she doesn't get a ksuva from the second guy is because she's not married.
Right.
And that, you know, yeah. I don't know. Okay, maybe we'll have to stop here, but we'll have to see the Yerushalmi talking. The Lashon is difficult to follow here because it's going on the din of Peiros, and yet this does not seem to make a difference, Lagabi Peiros. It seems to be a general rule, Lagabi Ksuba. Okay. Who are you looking at? Chidush Yom Hashem? Yeah, they don't have it here, they have different ones.
But, Andrew is talking specifically about Misha Achal.
It's an hour
or anything.
Kisha Achal, according to Paris, Kisha Achal, Ad Shemal Barishan. Avolim Achal, Misha Barishan, might see him in there. That's going on the Yusham. That actually makes sense. The din that we're not Mighty Paris are the peiros that the sheni ate
right
before the first husband comes back. If the first husband comes back and the sheni continues to eat peiros,
right, yeah,
we're mitzi.
Right.
Now he's saying that that's the lashon of the Yerushalmi.
Is Ashri, no?
The Ashri is the Rush, but maybe the Ashri is the Rush of the Yerushalmi. That's a good hemshich. That would fit the Yerushalmi's lashon. The last lines of Siman Aleph. Amar Rabbi Avina, She'ena yechayla lohaitzi mimenu peiros, hadar detayim kishachal atzlo barishayim. Aval imachal mishavarishayim maitzia mimena. V'im natla mizem mizet tachse. Oh, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The way the Rush brings the Yerushalmi, it's perfect. The Yerushalmi is giving you two different halachas. The Gerson and the Riff is Meshubish. The first halacha is on Peiros. When do I say the second guy doesn't pay Peiros? That's what he ate. Kaidim Shabar Rishayim. But what he eats, Achar Shabar Rishayim, he has to pay. Good. Although even that's a little shver, because it's not that she's Maitzi, it's the first husband is Maitzi. Okay. Now, then there's another halacha. Then it goes on and says, "Im notla, if she gets her kesuva tachir, zakti Yerushalmi, that's only if she collected the kesuva after mishabar rishayim. But if she collected it from the sheni kaidem shabar rishayim, she keeps it." Two different halachas. The gears of the Rif has combined the two. Yeah. So the way the Rush brings the Yerushalmi makes perfect sense. Yeah, Yerushalmi that. This was a tice in the manuscript or whatever. Okay, let's go.